A U.S. Senate committee has voted to send the 2012 Farm Bill onto the full Senate for consideration. There's pressure to get the bill passed quickly because the 2008 Farm Bill expires at the end of September. Committee member and Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says the proposal cuts or streamlines some programs.
With this bill, the era of direct payments, so-called farm subsidies, paying farmers for crops regardless of need or market conditions, is over. Our bill saves more than $23 billion by ending these direct payments, eliminating more than 100 duplicative programs and authorizations, and cracking down on fraud and abuse. Under the bill, farmers receive support only when they suffer a substantial loss through events beyond their control, and only for crops they've actually planted. A different policy from what we had seen for decades.
Ann Brown says the bill does more than simply cut spending.
It helps find new markets for farmers by making it easier to sell their products directly to consumers. The bill includes components from My Local Farms, Foods and Jobs Act, and supports Ohio farmers and ranchers who want to sell more of their food locally. That act would help Ohio farmers and ranchers by addressing production, aggregation, marketing, and distribution needs. It also prioritizes consumer access to healthy, fresh food with support for technology and direct sales.
Brown says the bill has the support of many farm and environmental groups, organizations that are often at odds over agriculture policy.